Hello, everybody. This is Michael Vereen Green. I'm also known as Mike Mike to some people, or Michael or Mike, whichever. It's just perfectly fine with me. I wanted to talk in particular today about fear and the idea and the notion that fear is an illusion, I believe. I believe that fear is something that stops us from reaching our fullest potential. Fear is something that I believe that fear is something that we all may come, you know, that may come into our lives. But I do believe that faith supersedes fear, or faith will take over any fear. You know, I believe that we have the faith to do what it is inside of us to do. You know, but I wanted to talk in particular today about with the fears right now. You know, it's an uncertainty about the coronavirus, and I went to the store last night, went to the local Walmart, and the tissue aisles were completely empty, in observance. I went there to get a couple of other things, but as I'm walking around and I see all of the tissue was gone, the water was very scarce. Just the shelving of the items there, it's like, a lot of things are not there. I had a moment or a reflection then, because I believe that every moment that we come into any experience, I believe that that is a teachable moment. And I began to move around a little bit in the store and just kind of take note of the things that were not there. One thing that was not, there was no tissue in that I saw. There was no tissue, no hand wipes, no hand tissue. There was none of that. And as I began to take note of all of these things that were not there in store, I began to take note also of the notion of fear. You know, and I do believe that we need to be proactive, and I do believe we need to take the message and be, don't panic, prepare, right? Prepare. I believe in building up your immune system. I believe in having the necessary supplies in case it's quarantined or whatever for 2 weeks. I believe that we need to be prepared for it. However, I do believe that fear plays a lot and a big part of what our decisions that are being made. Now, not to negate the fact that it is a serious matter, because I don't want anybody to hear this and think that it is not a serious matter where you need to be prepared. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to be prepared, but don't panic. Don't let the fear set in to where that you panic and not know what to do. You know, and I believe that I'm a huge believer of God knowing that where we are, He already knows what we're going through. He already knows what we are dealing with, and I do believe that He will take care of each and every one of us if we believe, right? And if it's not your belief, then I respect everyone's belief and their opinions. We all have a right to do that. But I'm just saying also, I believe, this is all opinion, you know, just prepare and not panic. So what I say about prepare, what I've been doing, you know, because I can't tell anybody else what to do. But what I can tell you, what I've been doing in my own home and making sure that I'm building up my immune system, is doing certain things that I need to do in order to different foods that I am now incorporating into my eating. You know, in the last couple of weeks, I have actually started being more cautious about the things that I'm taking into my body. I'm very cautious about the things that I'm eating. I'm paying attention to the things that I've been eating. And I've been doing this, again, for a few weeks. But I've been, it was before any of the cancellations of schools and public places and all the, it was before all of that, I began to take I made a conscious decision to do better, to eat better. And I feel better as a result of it. But what I'm saying is that, you know, be prepared in what it is that you're doing. But some things that I'm doing is that I'm eating better. I'm learning to eat, because I love to eat junk food. I call it junk food, things that are loaded with sugar. I love to eat things that I just love to eat junk, you know? So, but I got to make I made a conscious decision to do better, to eat better, to cleanse myself, right? And I feel better, a whole lot better, a hell of a lot better. I really do. So with that said, what I've started doing, I eat more fruits. I eat more lemons, limes. I'm just giving you some things that I eat, okay? I chop garlic up. I eat things that are, that I feel that are helpful for me living better and feeling better. And I can tell just in this short period of time, you know, with my issues that I've had with, and it may not be known, but I've had issues like digestive issues and things with my stomach that have bothered me, you know. And again, let me make a disclaimer here. I'm not telling anyone to do anything. I am talking about my own personal experiences and things that I've felt and things that I've done, making changes in my own personal life. I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. So do not take this as any medical claims, because I'm not making any of those. I'm telling you about my own personal experiences. But I've started eating better. I've started incorporating kale and broccoli and fruits. I've eaten, and eating more and more and more and more of that. And I still have work to do on things about what I'm doing, because it's a learning experience for me. But what I'm saying is that I've learned to start working on that, building up my immune system and not letting. And even in this instance right here, you know, I get people that call me now, and even in my family, people calling with they have fear about the unknown, because we all go through that again. But I do believe that God is amazing and God got us, and he already knows the situation. He knows how this he knows what's happening, what's going to happen, and what we've been through. He already know all of that. So I don't have any fear when it comes to worrying about the unknown. God got us. And I believe that we take the necessary precautions and make sure that we are doing what's necessary, then I believe that we are going to be okay. So you guys stay encouraged. Remember to look out for one another. Remember to show kindness. Remember to always show love wherever you go. I'm talking about God's love, y'all. Make sure that you show that love, because I believe that love comes back to us in the way that we put it out. If we put out dysfunctional love, I believe it comes back. If we put out love that is not real love, that comes back. If we put out love that is unconditional, I believe in time, that comes back. So remember that. It's a full circle. What we put into the atmosphere, it returns back to us in some form, fashion, or another, because it's energy. It's energy. And I just wanted to share that today. Faith over fear. Have no faith. Have no fear. Excuse me. Let me say that again. Have no fear, but have faith that everything is going to work out and everything is going to be fine. You guys have an amazing day. I wish you all love, peace, prosperity, joy, love, excitement, and just an all around wonderful time. And wherever you are right now, you guys stay safe. You guys stay protected with the information, with making sure that you are following what is best in your own personal life. You guys have an amazing day. I love each and every one of you. And if you want to book me for speaking events or anything of that sort, I do comedy and all kind of stuff. And, go to bookmikemike@gmail.com. You guys have an amazing day. Follow me on Instagram @TheMikeMikeShow. I'm also on TikTok under The Mike Mike Show. I'm under Facebook, The Mike Mike Show, and I'm on YouTube as well. So you guys have an amazing day. I love each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Love ya!